Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Wrestler's Train today for the weekend of November the 3rd, 2018. We have got a lot to get to today, and we are so glad you're with us. Team USA senior level wrestlers shined during the United World Wrestling Senior World Championship held October the 20th through the 28th in Budapest, Hungary. Team USA's men's freestyle team nabbed 3 gold medals from Kyle Deck, David Taylor, and Jaden Cox. Kyle Snyder nabbed silver, and Jordan Burroughs and Nick Wizardowski snared bronze. In women's competition, Adeline Gray won her 4th world title, joining Trisha Saunders as the only 2 to do so in women's competition for Team USA. In Greco, Adam Kuhn won Team USA's first medal in world competition in Greco World Competition since 2015, as he nabbed the silver medal. And here is what Adeline Gray had to say after her match against Yasmin Adar from Turkey.
Okay, who's asking first?
How you feel?
I feel great. I can't believe it. I did such a good job mentally today, and I'm so proud of myself, proud of my body, proud of my team. I'm so proud of everything that happened. Oh, it's been a wonderful 2 days.
Would you like to tie Trisha Saunders' record?
I mean, do you know her original name was Gray? So I just feel like I'm just walking in her footsteps. So this is incredible, and it means so much to me when like people like her and Christy Morano Davis reach out to me and tell me congratulations. You know, like Helen Rulis texted me last night and said that I could be world champion tomorrow or today, and it just meant the world to me. And it's just that support that's really gotten me to this point. So it's been awesome.
Did you play the open finals? You don't end up getting the lace. You do score 4 takedowns, and you get the arm throw. How aware were you of that today?
You know, we had some quality people step up and practice that arm throw on me, but I took care of business. I got my takedown. I got my turns. I only need 1 takedown to get my tech on top, so that's all it takes.
Is it kind of a weird way to finish, because it's like usually time runs out or whatever?
I know, something happens.
Yeah.
And then you have to like regain yourself. And there's that epic match from the Olympic Trials Finals. I think it's one of the Brands boys where they like ran up into the stands and came back and had to go into overtime. And I just had that playing in my head when I was sitting there, and I was like, refocus, you're probably going to have to wrestle 3rd period and hope not get arm spun. Oh, but man, the talent in this bracket's insane. I came out on top. I mean, we had Olympic champions. The technique, the quality there has just been so awesome. I mean, talk about like woman power. I mean, this is the heavyweight division of the world is stacked. I mean, Ep May, Erica, you have world champions that didn't even like have a contention. I mean, Elaine Falcon is so good, and she didn't even get a chance to be on the medal stand. And then Hungary, man, tournament of her life. I wanted her in the final. Just to feel that energy here would have been incredible. But I am just so impressed with every single woman that stepped on the mat with me and stepped into this tournament. There's so much fear. It's just, the sport is so hard. But it's great. It's so great. So it's a good day.
What did it feel like coming into the tournament, right? It's been a while.
Yeah.
And excitement? I don't know how to feel. Did it feel the same as it had in the past?
I mean, I've definitely been here before. Terry really pointed out to the team that I'm consistent. And I did some coaching at Wyoming Seminary this year. And some of those girls taught me that I do want to be out there. It's stressful watching them. And I'm like, no, let me do that. Yeah. And so having to trust them to go out there and execute technique and do the takedowns. And then to see them do it, I had Ashlyn Ortega. I taught her an arm spin. She practiced it over and over again. And then she hit it live, and it was the most beautiful technique I've ever seen. I mean, male, female, anything. It was just, she set it up, she threw it, she scored 5 points on an arm spin in a dual match against a tough opponent. And my mind was just blown. I was like, I could do that. I could come out on this world stage and hit big moves. And I'm working on that. I want to be that person that's on the poster. I want to be one of those people that are throwing and launching somebody. So my leg lace is iconic and I love it, but I do want to progress my wrestling and see if we can get some iconic moves like JB with that double and things like that.
Adeline, quite a journey from 2016 to missing last year. Now you're on top. Take us through that journey a little bit.
Yeah, 2016, I had an injury and started thinking too much about what was next. Did I want to have a baby? Do I want to go to grad school? There was just all of these things that people kind of told me. They're like, you've had a good career, I started to get some of those thoughts just kind of seeping in, and it just got into my head a little bit too much. I mean, I couldn't walk 4 weeks ago. This training camp has been trash. I've been sick this entire week. I weigh 73 kilos right now, and I'm the heavyweight champ of the world. I mean, there has been many things that didn't go right, so I'd love to use the excuse that I need shoulder surgery at the Olympics, but there's always injuries. There's always things that people have to fight through, and to come here and to be the world champ for a fourth time is incredible. So it's been great.
Congratulations.
Yes! Woo! This is the correct hand.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Congrats on
that. Great.
Oh, nice.
Team USA's age group Greco teams participated in a heads up to the Swedish Blitz Con in Sweden this week. And Team USA won handily 38-22. Canadian women's wrestling made history in Budapest as they snagged their first ever gold medal win with Justine Anastasio at 72 kilos. From Danielle Lappage, and bronzes from 2016 Rio champ Erica Weeb, Diana Weeb, Diana Weicker, and Alex Town to solidify Canada's best world championship finish in their history. Minnesota legend Brandon Paulson is set to be inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in Stillwater, Oklahoma later this season. Paulson, who won silver in Atlanta in 1996, was a three-time state champion with a record of 155-12-1, then took his talent to Utah, where he became an All-American. Paulson won the U.S. Nationals 4 times, and was a national age group champion and a former world competitor. Paulson was the first high schooler to make the Greco USA senior team. The 2018 National Wrestling Hall of Fame Distinguished American will be announced. In 2017 Ohio wrestler Olivia Shore and Layla Cantrell won the first two women's Super 32 titles in North Carolina. In 2018, Castro did it again, winning a second straight Super 32 title. Doing so in style.